Well, Merry Christmas! My name is Brad Lorvik, and I'm one of the ministers on staff here at Highlands United Methodist Church, and it's a joy to celebrate Christmas with you. We have been waiting for weeks. We've been watching the lights of the Advent candle get brighter and brighter. Ah, the days got shorter and shorter, and we even still have a hint of snow left in just the right places to make it feel like Christmas. We're so glad to get to celebrate this evening with you. If you haven't been here before, I want to make sure you know we are a very comfortable kind of place to be, especially with your children. So if they make a little bit of noise, it's not mine. I'm not going to notice. So please, be comfortable. If you want, do know there's some rooms upstairs with toys where you can still hear, but you are totally fine right where you are. We'll have the puppets here with us this evening throughout the service. We find that helps keep some attention throughout the evening. In fact, the puppets are with us at least once a month. We have a children's worship service on the second Sunday of every month. So we have one of those. I believe January 10th is our next. It's just this little 30-minute service right at 9:15. It's wonderful because there's storytelling and puppets and songs. We invite you to join us for that sometime. But do know here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. There's Sunday school, there's children's programming, and something for the adults as well. We try to make sure to share in that together. The two other things I want to highlight for you, I'm very, very excited to get to go do some guest scooping at Sweet Cow again this year. They let me down to do that in January, and I'll be back again January 4th. So the first Monday of January, I'll be down from 4 to 8 p.m. at Sweet Cow down at 32nd and Lowell there. Come in, 10% of all the proceeds from the day are going to go to benefit Reading Partners, a wonderful organization that helps provide tutors in local schools. So not only does the ice cream taste good, but it's for a good cause. So now there's no reason not to get ice cream. And I do know that if you are not on our church email list and would like to be, you can visit highlandsumc.com and click the About Us stuff and get really connected. We'd love to be connected with you more than one moment and share in moments to come. This evening's service will involve some candlelight, it'll involve some music, and most importantly, it involves all of us being together. Let's share in Christmas now.
Tonight we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ. Is that loud? That during the season of Advent, we light four candles to symbolize the hope Jesus inspires, the peace Jesus offers, the joy his birth brings us, and the love God expresses. Now God is with us in the form of the infant child of Bethlehem.
The prophet Isaiah writes, "The Lord himself will give us a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Tonight we relight the Advent candles to remember the light has come into the world. The light of hope, the light of peace, the light of joy, and the light of love. God is with us. Christ is come. Let us be thankful for that night when the angels sang, when the shepherds worshiped, when the Savior was born.
Let us pray together. We give you thanks, O God, for the light this season brings. This night, prepare us to receive the gift of your Son. Help us to treasure the gift of the season in our hearts. May we anticipate with great hope the arrival of Jesus into the world again. Amen.
Well, Brandon, I got the candles all lit. I think we're ready to go.
You got them all?
I got all of them.
So there's hope?
Hope.
Check, peace?
Yes.
Love?
Yes.
Joy?
Yes.
Wonderful, Brad. Now, with all the candles lit, it must be time.
It must be time.
Did someone say candles?
Did someone say time?
Yes,
And you two picked a great time to be here.
Well, timing is everything.
Once again, that it is. Timing is everything. And we're just about to start the Christmas Eve service with all of our friends.
Well, hello there, everyone. Bonsoir and welcome. Pastor Brad, you said something about candles?
Yeah, you know, I sure did say something about candles. I just lit our Advent candles. They're the four candles on the wreath that we use as we're getting ready and preparing for Christmas.
Zut alors, how do they prepare you?
Each week leading up to Christmas, we light a new candle. Mm-hmm. We start with one, and now all four are shining.
It sounds like those candles help you keep track of the time.
They do help us keep track of the time. They help us with our waiting.
Well, waiting for what?
For Christmas. Tonight, we celebrate Jesus being born.
What time does it happen? I'll set my alarm.
Well, it already happened.
What? This is your fault, Lumiere. How could I have missed it? You said it, we're still waiting.
Well, we are still waiting, and it already happened. You see, at Christmas, we celebrate the story of Jesus being born a long time ago, but we remember it every year on Christmas. And you see,
It's like a birthday party. How marvelous. Every birthday party needs candles.
It is like a birthday party and so much more.
If it's a birthday, where are the presents?
Ah, you see, the presents God gives us at Christmas aren't the kind of presents that you can see or play with like toys. When God sent Jesus to be in the world, Jesus brought with him all of the things that these candles represent.
Ah, yes, you are saying something about hoping for love.
Oh, Lumiere, you are such a romantic.
He puts the mood in mood lighting.
No, I didn't say I was hoping for love. I said hope, peace, love, and joy.
That's what the candles mean. Those are the gifts that Jesus brought us on Christmas.
And it's almost time for us to get them again?
Yes. God is going to give us hope and peace and love and joy all over again and again and again. See, these are the gifts that we celebrate as we remember the Christmas story, the story of when Jesus was born.
On Christmas Eve, we sing songs mm-hmm. and hear the story from the Bible to remind us of that special night a long, long time ago. In fact, in just a few minutes, we can watch the whole story come to life. We're going to have some friends who are going to help us do that. Bring the story to life.
That would be splendid. I love a good story.
I too will enjoy hearing the story of Jesus being born. But before we get to story time, I have a quick question.
What is that, Lumiere?
Well, It seems you are missing a candle.
Wait, what?
I don't mean to criticize, but I just happen to be a bit of an expert when it comes to candles and candelabras, and you are missing one.
Brandon, I swear, I checked all of them. I swear, didn't we remember?
I think he means about talking about the Advent wreath, Pastor Brad. Lumiere, do you mean the middle of the Advent wreath?
Well, yes, there is a big empty spot that is in need of something.
Actually, that's a great way to phrase it. An empty spot that's in need of something. There is an empty spot, and that's how a lot of people in the world felt before Jesus came. Like there was an empty spot in need of something.
And God wanted to fix that?
Yes. You see...
So God sent a candle. Oh, you see, Cogsworth, I knew candles were very important.
That candle represents Jesus. The candle that goes in the middle of the wreath is called the Christ candle. It represents Jesus, the Christ. See, God noticed that there was something missing in the world before he sent Jesus. In fact, some people even said that the world felt a little dark.
Well, unless Jesus glows in the dark, God should have sent a candle.
You love those candles. You see, it wasn't really dark, like nighttime. It's an expression that means people needed something to brighten their lives.
Like hope, peace, love, and joy.
Exactly. Yeah. And since Jesus brought all of those things into the whole world, sometimes people call Jesus the light of the world.
So let's turn down the lights and watch the Christ candle come in, and then we'll sing our songs and hear the story of Jesus' birth, if that's okay with you guys.
Oh, be our guest.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The power of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Oh, come let us adore him.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about them, about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Amen.
Is it okay to come back out? I didn't realize we'd be right in the middle of everything.
Well, you guys did get some really good seats.
Mr. Brandon, do you have a second?
Well, you're the clock. You tell me.
Funny. I see what you did there. Clock joke.
All right. Sorry. Now, what did you want to ask me, Cogsworth?
Well, it actually has to do with where I'm sitting. A stable. I mean, there's a hay bale sitting here. I can only imagine that when it really happened, there were animals everywhere.
Well, that is how the story is told. Cows and sheep, donkeys and oxen. Now, after Jesus was born, his mother wrapped him up in some clothes and sat him down in a box where animals ate.
Why on earth did God let Jesus be born in such a mess? It's not proper. I mean, this is God's son we are talking about.
Why on earth indeed? But Jesus was born in a stable because it was about as earthly as you can get. God sent Jesus to be with us, to be like us, and to live a life like you and me.
I'm a clock. He didn't live life like a clock.
Well, like you and me probably isn't the right phrase, but God sent Jesus to live a life like all of the kids here, like all of the adults here, like each and every person in the world.
And the stable helped this happen?
Well, most people are not born in a stable, but God really wanted to make a point. And here are some things from the story that we just heard that might help make it a bit more normal. Jesus' parents were nervous about having their first baby.
Totally normal.
And things didn't go as planned. Totally normal. But that didn't matter once he was born, because they were together.
Things are better when we're together. And Jesus was together with a lot of people, not just family. Those shepherds weren't family, but they were important.
That is a great point. The people who are gathered at the manger, now they weren't all related. But they were all invited by God to be together, just like we are all invited to be together.
We are all invited by God to be here. I saw the banner on the church. I did not know God used banners.
Well, God invites every person in the world to know hope, to know peace, to know love, and to know joy. You don't need to see a banner or even come to this particular building to receive those gifts. God's invitation is simple. God loves us, and God wants us to love others.
I like that invitation. And we get to be together to learn about this, that love, and to share it?
In fact, being together is one of the best ways for us to experience God's love. It reminds us that we are included, that everyone is included.
Well, Mr. Brandon, I am so glad it's time for Christmas, and that we all could be together to share it.
Me too. And there's still more to come.
As we come to a time of prayer, we'll do our prayer this evening like we do at our children's services, which means we're going to do it repeat after me style. So I invite you to join me in a time of prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for the gift of Christmas. We are so grateful that you trust us to share your love and hope and peace and joy with the world. God, we know that the world needs them. So thank you again for loving us and for sending Jesus. Amen. And we'll join in the Lord's Prayer together, not repeat after me.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. That was a very nice prayer, Pastor Brad. Oh,
thank you, Lumiere. It's nice that we get to do it and share prayer together. I like that we can take a moment to tell God thank you for all of the gifts that we've been given.
Do you mean hope, peace, love, and joy? Or do you mean the kind of gifts with ribbons and bows on them?
I think I mean both.
I am grateful for both, too. Gifts like love and peace are very special, and I am so glad God gives them to everyone. But I also like the new feather duster that I got.
Yes. Did you give any special gifts this year?
Oh, yes, I did. I gave my partner a candlelit dinner. Mm-hmm. I gave my sister a lamp.
Okay.
My brother a flashlight.
Okay.
My neighbor some light bulbs. And I gave my mother...
Oh, let me guess. Did you give your mom a nightlight?
No, I gave her a day at the spa. She has been burning the candle at both ends.
How did giving those gifts make you feel, Lumiere?
Oh, I was overjoyed when I saw the looks of their faces. You could say I lit up.
I see what you did there. Candle joke.
Oh, it is no joke. I did light up. My heart was so happy because the people I love were happy.
You know, I think we can feel that way when we share God's love and God's hope, too. Letting someone know they are loved, reminding someone there's hope in the world, choosing to live in peace, living with joy. These are ways that we can share God's gifts every day.
When we share God's gifts, people light up, no? Their hearts will be happy.
And often when we get to share these gifts with others, not only do they light up with happy hearts, but then they share the gift and someone else's heart is happy and someone
that
else...
That is a lot of happy hearts and a lot of light. I believe there can never be enough light. In fact, I wanted to tell the acolytes, oh, good work on getting all those candles and the big candelabras lit.
Those are a lot of candles.
They are très, très beautiful.
You know, if you think these candles are beautiful, these little candelabras, you should wait, Lumiere, until you see this whole room filled with candles.
I'm begging your pardon. The whole room with candles, you say?
Oh, yeah, the whole room with candles. Do you remember when the Christ candle came in the room earlier, the big one in the middle?
Do I ever? It was the most dramatic entrance of a candle I have seen since my nephew's a candlestick arrived. Rush delivery.
Do you remember what that candle means, Lumiere?
It reminds us of the light that God sent into the world when he gave us Jesus.
Well, in just a few minutes, I'm going to take that candle, and I'm going to bring it to the front of the room, and some of my friends are going to take the light from that candle.
Oh, that is one of the great things about candlelight. You can give it away all you want and never lose it yourself.
You can give it away and never lose it. That's what God's love is like, too. So what we'll do is we'll share the light with every person and every candle in the room, just like we can share God's love and God's joy with
this whole room will be glowing, sacré bleu.
I know, it will. And just as the world can glow with hope and peace and love and joy, the gifts that we receive tonight and every day from a God who loves us, the world can shine that way too, Lumiere.
Merry Christmas, Pastor Brad.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
In a few moments, we will celebrate the service of candlelight. We ask that if your young one has a candle, you help keep an eye on it. Please remember to tip the unlit candle as we pass the light. The lighted candle always remains upright. And when we blow the candles out, please do so gently. The people in front of you will be grateful. As we come to a time of offering back to God, we invite you to help make a difference in our local community and around the world through your giving. Please join me in our offering prayer. In response to the love you have given us, God, through the birth of Jesus the Christ, we offer here what we have, what we do, and even more, who we are, that our generosity might be part of transforming the world. Amen. beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God.
All things came into being through him.
And without him, not one thing came into being.
What has come into being in him was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness did not overcome it.
Well, amidst a silent night, the light of the world arrives to each and every one of us. And just like the light of a candle, we can share it and offer it to those around us until the world is a brighter place, all the while holding on to it ourselves. This is the gift of Christmas. May we be blessed and be a blessing as we seek to share it with the world. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you guys so much.